As we walk this journey called life, we seek to find those things that bring joy to our existence. We want to embrace love, desire, and passion through healthy human connections. We want and need to discover meaning to the steps we take daily, the challenges of breaking barriers stir up our spirit as we prove our individual importance. The value of life is precious as we assist others to discover their way. The legacy of our being is found in the donations we make in those outside of ourselves. Success in this journey takes focus and commitment to winning. The victory is in not allowing fractured beliefs of the masses to impact the rules we have made work for ourselves. This is James T. Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. We come to you 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m., Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and Sunday at 8:30 Eastern Time. We have a platform for your voice to be heard loud and clear and unfiltered. It is time that we speak for ourselves so that others completely understand the direction we want our country to go in. No longer can we sit on the sidelines and allow others to select our direction. It is time for people of color to use the internet to make sure their voices are heard beyond a couple of streets. Our thoughts and needs and desires need to be heard around the world. And Thoughts, Love, and Reflection is that platform that you can be assured that your thoughts and feelings will be respected and heard without challenge. It is time for us to come together and make sure that we're not left behind. This is your host, James T. Deshaies, looking forward to have you call in to the show at 657-383-0309. 7 days a week, we want to be heard loud and clear.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1, and it's 24/7, the world's best radio station.
In this political environment, we have to create a way for the people to have a voice. Thoughts, Love, and Reflections is a platform that is open to people who want to expand their personal thoughts, issues, and concerns to a larger audience. The host, James T. Deshaies, would like you to have an opportunity to co-host with him on very important topics of all kinds. These topics should have value to people across the country and come with a meaningful solution. All co-hosts could be considered for a monthly return date to promote businesses at a low cost that need an outlet. We are seeking to make it easy for entrepreneurs, public organizations, physicians, and others to get important information out to the general public. Thoughts, Love, and Reflections is on 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, Saturday and Sunday at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Call into the show at 657-383-0309. If you are interested in exploring being a co-host, please email the staff at tlreflectionsjtd@gmail.com. The show is committed to turning the tides on the normal media platforms while giving a voice to the people. If you would like to be considered for a monthly co-host slot, call 407-394-9819.
Just a thought, January 30th, 2017. I am a Democrat. I will be a Democrat beyond the existence of my physical being. I am a liberal because living in the past does not work for those that I serve. I believe in liberal causes because as I better understand the world, I understand the need for change. I live to honor humanity, to serve people who seem unable to grasp the life we should all have. I see the inequity of treatment and desire to see it abolished. The need for the blind to see has never been more necessary. Those who fight for the status quo cling to an era that turns the invisible visible. Embracing wrong can never give one a positive result. The fight for the weak can never be seen as embracing the defeat. We have to rectify the issues that are created by the human trait of racism and supremacy. My God is the creator of all things and the maker of humanity. My view of the world is in line with my purpose as a Democrat. I will not be ashamed of my love for people and the fight to make life equal. We all deserve better opportunities to learn and the chance to live life free of infirmities. We deserve to live free of the creation of Donald Trump. This is James T. Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. The show is brought to you 7 days a week, Sunday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. West Coast Time, Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and 5 p.m. West Coast Time. Call in at 657-383-0309. We no longer can reside in the shadows of life. It is a must that we be out in front of the issues that impact our lives now and in the future. This show has been established for your voice to be heard loud and clear and unfiltered. Please visit my website, www.jamestdeshaies.com. That's www.jamestdeshaies. I look forward to you writing to me at djames82@aol.com. That's djames82@aol.com. Let me know what issues you would like to address on my radio show.
D, I tell you what, I am in a weird frame of mind because it seems like we are going through a period of time that is impossible to even describe. It is crazy that we cannot even go through one day without getting different information about where our president is and the kind of trouble he is creating in the White House. And it is just amazing to me that this man is so self-indulgent as to say that no president or politician has been treated as badly as he's been treated. Did you see that statement?
Well, James, good evening, everybody. And, man, you kind of got my feelings and sentiment right on point, boys, because I'm kind of feeling kind of weird about how all this can be going on in 2017. But the latest statement that probably been said, I kind of shied away from it because I'm kind of full right now of all the craziness. And, you know, I got a prediction, James. Put me down on record. Our president is not going. He's not going to go all the way through the term. He's going to end up quitting. James, you got to know by now, I'm a straight shooter, and I shoot from the hip, and I try not to miss when I shoot. He's going to quit, or he's going to commit suicide. That's the kind of state of mind that he's in. Well, but let's go back to the inauguration. Remember Ivanka's face during the inauguration? She was like, y'all just don't know what y'all getting yourself into. And so all of that is proven to be true, sadly enough.
I just don't see how I have never participated in a situation in my lifetime that has unraveled or seemingly is unraveling as quick as this man. This man is out of control, and it tells you why in politics you should start somewhere else other than trying to be the president as your first elected job, because you need to know what is right and wrong to do. This man cannot stay out of his own way. And it is, George, it just seems like every day he is doing something to self-destruct.
Well, he's doing that because he's not used to following protocol. He's not used to anybody telling him anything what to do. He's not used to listening to anybody. He used to being the one in charge, and that's his downfall. His downfall is that he cannot be open-minded about a situation because he wants to make the call on everything. Nobody can tell him what to do. That's how come he never listened to the briefing. He didn't want to be briefed. He wanted to be briefed once a month. Once a week. That's his problem. He don't want to stick to the script. So when you don't want to do what you're supposed to do, and you don't, and you're the leader of the country, it's time for you to step down. And now his predecessors are beginning to look at that. You got a loose cannon there at the helm. He's out of control, totally controlled. To be honest with you, I think he's mentally ill.
I believe that too. I believe he's a functional, disabled, mentally individual. And, you know, when you got money and always had money, and people have always been forced to listen to you, then people don't question you when you act retarded. You know, when they talk about how he used to be on the phone faking being somebody else and talking to reporters, who does that? And so he used to do a lot of retarded things, but people wouldn't call him on it. And so, you know, we really have to question, D, I heard you say you don't think he's gonna make it out. I'm questioning whether I don't believe he'll make it to the end of the first term, but he very well may be out of there by the second year.
Well, Jay, you asked a question, man, and the question is who does that? But here's the biggest question. Here's the $100,000 question to me. Who is so easily fooled by a person who shows you right up front what he's all about right down the sleeve? How is it that they expect anything different than what he betrayed in the very first beginning? Now, and that's just something that I just do not understand. Everybody signed their name on his ticket, and he was acting a buffoon even during the primary. I don't know what he was thinking. Yeah.
And he keeps sticking his foot in one hole after the other. He giving the Russians secret information. He asking the FBI director to not, you know, to end the investigation. And then he get on there talking about if you say the wrong thing, I hope there's some tape. You can't talk that way to professional people. That man, you know that man had a backup. Does anybody believe that he would not have a way of backing himself up when he was talking to Donald Trump? And so now he don't step in it because that guy got those papers that he wrote up describing what the meetings were like. So Joyce, right now he's in so much trouble because they're gonna call Cooney back up to the hill. He's gonna show those papers, and what is he gonna say then?
Well, the thing is that mostly everybody knew that they had to cover themselves when they go approach him and come in front of him, because they know that he's known for throwing you out of underneath the bus. That means that he'll give anyone up except himself. So he'll try to have you making for the bad dog. So this Kumi, he told you in his interview years ago about why, about how important that position was and what they stand for that organization. And he should have known better trying to approach him with a con. But he being Trump, he think that he's God and everybody been down, because, like I say, that the Senate and them was just waiting. They wanted him to hang himself. And I'm believing if my senator did not tell you just on the national news that these are approaching grounds for impeachment. So now I think most of the ones who really was afraid to get on board, even as stupid Ryan, now he's willing to see, wants to see the memo, because now it's a whole of a different story. But I think what they were waiting on for him to hang himself, and he did that. Not only did he hang himself, he put his foot in the mouth bragging about what he did because he felt that he had the power to do it. Up jumped the cat. No, now. You didn't have the power to do classified information. So this is where he somewhat hanging himself. So we're just going to have to wait and see how this play out. Hopefully it should be on the right side of the law, which means that they have enough grounds for to impeach him. But we'll just see how this is going to play out in the end.
And Dee, let me just ask you this. Is this man just unable to see where common sense begins and those people around him? How can you justify giving away secrets to the Russians and then say, well, oh, the president, he can give away any secrets he wants to. He can declassify everything. We know good and well he can't declassify everything at his will. And then they said he didn't even know where the information came from. So why would you be giving away information you weren't even sure of where it came from or who it could affect by you giving it away to the Russians?
Well, James, you know, I listen to the Morning Joe almost every morning. And they are one of my resources. And they explain, you know, the guy Joe that co-hosts the show, he's a Republican.
Right.
And he explains that this mentality is that of a five-year-old. And he go on to say that this particular person in this mindset can't or does not remember what he said 5 minutes ago. And if you look at what he has said throughout the year and during the primary, that kind of holds to be true. So he don't know how to cover himself because there's some kind of blockage going on. Is it, if it's sanity or – I mean, if he's borderline or all the way senile and not making fun of that fact, but, you know, are we the only ones to pick this up? You know, when he had his doctor, some doctor that he paid to sign off on his health potential or his health status, they should have questioned that. And I think if they had, because Barack had been saying all the while, and correct me if I'm wrong, he had been saying all the while that this person, Donald Trump, isn't mentally fit for this job. And I think that's what I don't know if he said
right.
He wasn't fit or mentally fit. So we've had warning signs.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, that's what I thought.
And it just seems so bizarre to me, again, that he's going to call somebody a showboat and a show-off and knowing that he is the biggest showboat and show-off there is. He always wants someone to identify or give him approval by his ratings or being liked or being smart. And his conversation is at such a low level, and that I think he likes Twitter only because he can get away with typing in whatever it is, 140 characters, because if he had to type in any more than that, he couldn't make sense. And so he functions at a very low level, and people need to just be real about what his ability level is, because that is the only way you can get in the trouble that he gets in. I want my president to be too busy to be tweeting me every day about little stuff. You know, you need to be taking care of major stuff and not being and try to be in contact with me tweeting. Andre, what are your thoughts about the confusion that seems to be going on in the White House?
Well, hello, everyone, first of all. Wonderful Wednesday. I tell you, this is some unique times. That's all I can say. This is some unique times in the fact that so many things aren't just coming out. But, you know, we knew that no matter what, if we just continue to watch, things would surface. And that's exactly what they're doing. They are surfacing, you know. And his decision-making and trying to shift the blame. As a leader, you have to take ownership, and you need to, you have to close your mouth sometimes. You can't be the front and center, and that's not what a leader does. But I'm just hoping that our congressmen and senators have the backbone to take the necessary action so that the United States can be safe and not a locking, a laughing stock.
And, guys, if I'm not mistaken, I just saw where they have – haven't they selected somebody to be the independent investigator now? This guy is in real trouble. If he does not – he is – everything is going the way that points toward some very ugly things being found out. Kathy, how are you doing this evening?
Good afternoon, everyone. Hi, Kathy.
Kathy, I know you say you don't pay attention to the news, but I don't see how you cannot know what the craziness is going on when it's happening every day.
You know what, James? I don't look at TV like that. So I'm not really involved in that, but I said that I was going to start at least twice a week looking at the news so that I can comment a little bit when you guys are on these particular topics. But you know what? I can take my day to do so many other things where I don't know that that is going on. So I'm sorry, but I can pray, and that's the best thing that I know to do is to pray.
Well, Kathy, let me just ask you, and I know you try to stay out of the political arena, but when a man asks his vice president and director of the FBI to stay in the room, but he asked two other. He asked the vice president out, and he asked another guy out, so that he could talk privately with the director and ask him, would he let go of this investigation? Now, gee, who in the world did he think he was talking to? I mean, you're talking to a law official, and any decent law official who is worth his salt is not going to let his boss tell him what to investigate and what not to investigate or when to stop investigating. Where in the world does that happen?
Mm-hmm. Well, James, you know, I don't know, man. You know, we can't figure this out. We can't figure this person out. But I do want to say this. The damage has been done in a way whereas he set off the new militants. He has set off the new white militants. And if I could make this comparison, as strange as this may sound, But if you remember when Dr. Martin Luther King and the Black Panther Party was in the midst of things, the FBI was all in their rear end trying to figure out who they were, trying to tag them with communism and this, that, and the other. This reminds me of that. And so Donald Trump reminds me of Stokely Carmichael of his time. So they needed somebody to push their agenda. They got this guy. But, you know, let me say this also. The Republican Party has been in trouble ever since Richard Nixon. Richard Nixon was a major black eye for them. George W. Bush was a major black eye for them. In fact, George W. Bush didn't really want to run. But they had nobody else. And so they coerced him to run for president. And he won with the help of the swinging Chad and all of that. But so this kind of tell you where they're headed. And after this right here, it's going to be another 15 years before they're able to bounce back behind this.
Dee,
well,
I hope that you're right. Let me just say this, that voters are just such they forget so easily. Those that do go out to vote, and then the ones that don't go out to vote will not vote for the cause. So you will hope that it's going to be a slam dunk, but let me just say, I don't know. I still proceed with caution. That's all we have. We have to proceed with caution. We have to do what we can do, because whether people don't go out to vote, whether people have a short memory, or whether some people get help with the election turning out the way they wanted to turn out, we have to make sure that we're positioned such that whatever's in our best interest, it can't be without any doubt. Any of those factors and more still will come out the way that it should come out, and that's for the people.
But, Andre, listen, we are in month number five. Okay?
I know. Just saying, James. I'm telling you, look how many people. You look around your town. I don't know about your town, but in my county, I still see a lot of prominent Trump signs. I mean, I'm not talking about little bumper stickers, while I see them also. I'm talking about big prominent signs. I've seen more and more Confederate flags flying, and I see more people just still, no matter what he does, they don't view it for what it is. You know, I understand what you're saying, but I do know what I'm seeing. I'm telling you what I'm seeing.
And those are the militants that I'm talking about.
The thought is that this man cannot even get through a meeting with the Russians without doing something stupid. And he didn't just do one thing stupid. He gave away secrets, which was stupid. But also, he let the Russian camera crew in and told the Americans that they couldn't come in. So had he not stuck up the place with giving them secrets, we would have still been upset and mad that he let the Russians come in and take pictures in Oval Office and wouldn't let the Americans come in. He's always doing stuff that does not make sense. And so he can't get out of his own way. And if in 5 months you've done this, at what point will he get better? I just don't see him ever being able to master politics at the rate he's going. George, what is your idea? I mean, how can he master politics when he's not following the rule book?
Well, that's because he's not used to anyone telling him no. He's not used to following. He used to directing. He has always been a chief, and he cannot see himself being an Indian in no capacity. And an Indian in some capacity where you have to sit back and listen and take instruction. He's not about that. He's about being the chief of everything. And that's what's getting him in trouble, and that's why he's in trouble. Today's national news today, they did a survey on Good Morning America. Your state of Florida still have him rated as high rate. They have not wavered. They still see no wrong. This is your state of Florida. I want you to let you guys know about what's going on.
That's exactly what I'm saying, George. You're right. Keep going, because this is what I'm seeing. And I travel. I travel, and I see what's going on.
Yeah, they had the radio station, by the way. I forgot to see what that radio station is down there in Florida and all. This was the radio station saying that his survey that he keeps calling in, they don't care what he's done. This Russian deal does have nothing to do with it. They think that Trump is being set up. This is how y'all think down there in Florida and all. Y'all better get it together. I'm telling you.
Well, George, I want to call.
Hello.
I want to call you. All Floridians are like that, and the reason that this show is here so that we can make sure that you know we're not like that, because that's
right.
Why
you
built
I'm getting. I'm
not going to have
this morning on Good Morning America. From your radio station down there on Good Morning America, John Sapolasso, he interviewed him today, and this is what your radio station said down there in Florida and all. Sure did. It was a shockeroo.
Well, I can guarantee you we are not all as country as you might think, and that we're not going to let that continue. We're going to take notice, and we're going to make sure things are done the right way. Now, Dee, let's not forget that you're in Georgia, and you had something to do with this man becoming president as well in that area. So now, are you all going to go on record and make sure that we flip the script coming up soon?
Well, you know, my state is stuck on stupid. I give you that. They are stuck on stupid, but this state is about to turn purple, I do believe.
Thank you.
And so we can only hope that happens. But I want to tell you this, you know, like Audrey said and like George said, you know, the fire has been set. The poll has been taken to his supporters, which still is now his rating right now, if you will, is at 39%, still under 40. But these same people have been asked, if you had a vote today between him and Hillary, you know they still said him. So so these are the militants that I'm talking about, and they wear arms, and a lot of them got badges. So if the mentality going to change, is the mentality going to change once he's kicked out of office? That's a great question. Is that mentality going to change? Because if he goes down in flames, will his supporters recognize that as so?
So do you honestly believe that he gets impeached, that they will somehow rally into the streets and to fight against the fact that this man has self-destructed himself, that they can't see that he's a big liar, and that he can't move forward or get out of his own way because he believes that whatever he does shouldn't be challenged? Andre, how in the world can people support this kind of man if we have a impeachment where all of what he's done comes out in the open? Audrey?
Well, you're still gonna have people that no matter what happened, whether it's impeachment, whether it's resignation or whatever the case may be, that to Dee's point, their philosophy will be that he was framed, you know, that it just wasn't justice. They just have put him on a pedestal, and he is a person that influenced. If you listen to him, and you just take what he's saying for truth and don't go and investigate it, he'll have you thinking the way he wants you to think. And a lot of people do just that. They take him at his face value. They don't go and research it. And then that means they're committed to him. You know, you find some diehard that no matter what, they're going to stick with a person. It's just like we had a congresswoman here. Oh gosh, and her name, I see her face and just slipped my mind, black female and stuff. I mean, she's done so
Queen
many
Brown.
Good things, and she was now Congresswoman Brown was found guilty of really fraud, financial fraud. But yet she had done so many good things right, and here she is about to be faced with, you know, prison time. So as much as I like what she did, well, she broke the law, then I'm wanting to say, you know, well, it has to be the consequences. So it's some people that when they believe in a person, right or wrong, they going with them. And Trump have a lot of people that's like that. You have to remember the class of people that voted for him. It wasn't necessary to educated people who would go and research and find out, you know, the fat find or anything like that. You have people that just believe in who he is, and they wanted to make America great again, meaning that they wanted the control to flip. And no matter what, they wanted that control to flip. So that's what they that's what they sticking with.
Well, it is obvious that people, despite what all that he did, were determined to vote for him regardless. But the fact is that every day this man is doing something or saying something that does not make any sense. I mean,
look at it. He's doing just enough. He's doing just enough that he don't, you know, he declassified. President has the right. No one in America could do it, but the president has the right to declassify. My point of it is, you get in an uproar because you keep thinking logical. Now, until you actually wrap your arms around, it's nothing that logically connects with Trump. It haven't been since his campaign, and it doesn't now. So as long as you continue to keep thinking logically, you're going to be frustrated because he's not working a logical plan, but his plan is working. We hear talking about him and upset and all that kind of stuff like that, but nobody is taking steps to bring him down. Everything to say, you know, well, you know, it's on the borderline, but the president has the right to declassify information whenever he feels appropriate. Okay, you got this guy that don't necessarily think on the line of most of us. But he's within his rights.
But already we know he doesn't have the right to ask the director of the FBI not to fully investigate a crime or what might be a crime. So he's impeding an investigation. And they are going to go as deep as they possibly can because there are people who are just not going to be associated with his evil deeds. So, Joyce, it seems to me that everything is going in the direction of him being impeached.
It's going in that direction, true enough, but in order for it to happen, that you need for everyone to be on board, and that means a lot of those Republicans, and they still wading in the water. You know, they didn't want to talk. They don't want to get on camera. They don't like what to say. But then they still trying to find, well, how in the hell can we savor this guy, you know? But now they know that he's totally out of control. He's not going to listen to anybody, and he'll sell his soul. So that lets me know that he doesn't care about the ones that he put in jeopardy, those people, and he put a lot of them there. Believe me, when he goes to this meeting, they're going to look at him, and ain't nobody going to talk too much or nothing. They also said that all the speeches has to be less than 2 minutes because his short attention span. Now, they know right now what they're dealing with. They know that he's a loose cannon, and most of them know that he's totally mentally ill. They don't want to recognize it, but they know that this dude has issues, and they don't know how to bring him down. And it's not enough Democrats to do it, so the Republicans are going to have to see him for face value and just say, look, is that this who we want to represent our United States of America? Right now, we don't even have the respect of the – oh, Israel is going to say that they have no issues with him, but believe me, that's just out front. Behind closed doors, everybody knowing that he's a loose cannon and no one is going to trust him. And to be honest with you, if I was him, I wouldn't even want to go on this trip come on Friday. But he got to go show faith. And then they just looking at him because they know that he's hot air and he won't be there anytime long for nothing. Now, all his cabinet members that he got, you see how that one guy came out trying to defend him and the way that he talked so rough and tried to overpower the media. They just let him have his way, but when it was their time to report, guess what they did? They still came out with the truth. So the truth will prevail in this situation, but we just hope when, hopefully sooner than later.
All right, we're going to take our first break, and we'll come back and continue our conversation. Something that was over his head would spend a little bit of time being quiet and listen a little more and make sure that when he made a statement or did something, that it was the most intelligent or purposeful thing to do at the time. But he seems to be bent on doing things without getting the proper information or letting somebody guide his way. And so it's just hard for me to understand how anybody with any real intelligence, because if you stay quiet and don't make stupid statements, then people don't know how out of touch you are. And if you take the leadership of the people around you, then you can take advantage of what they're saying and make people think it's what you believe. So why is this guy making the job so much more difficult than it has to be?
James, I got three things to tell you, all right? One of which is this: Donald Trump is, hear me good, Donald Trump is their Martin Luther King Jr. This is their time. This is their moment, okay? Part two is that Mike Huckabee's daughter, whatever her name is, last name Huckabee Sanders, all right? Mike Huckabee ran for president three times, could never get there, all right? So she's selling everything she know on this ticket of Donald Trump because this is their time. She's living, Mike Huckabee is living vicariously through her. If he couldn't get there, he wants her to have a shot at that office sometime in the future. So everybody is riding on that ticket that he is the conservative messiah, let me put it like that. Okay. All right. Now, about his mental state, the Morning Joe, which has a panel of about seven people, and they know a lot of people inside the office on Capitol Hill and around the White House. And their sources tell them that Donald Trump is a stock-raving fool in the White House after hours. He's not sleeping. He's shouting and fussing at the television set, at the news. He's shouting and fussing at all his people, everybody in the Oval Office or in the White House, in the West Wing. So he's a madman up in there. And so, excuse me, it's going to easily trickle out to where we can actually see how bad off he is. But again, his followers will follow him to the end because, again, this is their moment, and they might not get another chance. So they're in hook, line, and sinker on whatever he does.
Well, Cassie, it looks like your state was the only state that had enough common sense not to vote for him, and you all overwhelmingly voted for Hillary Clinton. So it looks like at least California had good enough sense to stay away from him.
LOL.
Well, Cassie, do you see us getting out of this mess?
Hey, all things are possible. That's what the Bible says. And the Bible says that we should pray for those that are in charge over us as well. So that's what I'm doing. And there is always hope. So we're not a giving up people. We're a people of striving, of perseverance, of continuing on regardless of whatever is going on around us. So I believe that there is hope.
And Joyce, do you think that anything, I mean, how can anything positive come out of all this turmoil? We're in the midst of a lot of turmoil right now. And so how can he pass anything meaningful in the midst of all this chaos?
Well, the only thing that I can see happening is that possibly the Republicans need to wake up and say, wait a minute. Now, if we don't start doing the right thing, we're not going to be in this position anyway. Half of them going to lose their job because of the way that it looks and what the situation is. So my thing is, if you know that you're not going to be there, why don't you just go ahead and do the right thing, regardless whether you win or lose the position? By now, most of them have been there long enough where they should have positioned themselves that have a plan B, which is an exit out of that, instead of being there forever and dying in the seat. So the only way that things that can be positive is that both the Democrats and the Republicans have to look at this realistic and say, okay, we made a big mistake. Why don't we do what is in the best interest of the country? So we have to pray on that one.
Now, Andre, do you see the opportunity for this happening quickly, or what do you think the timetable is going to be regarding his longevity in office?
Oh, that's a speechless question because, of course, I have no idea of timing. I do know that the Lord will prevail. So I believe things will change and change for the better of people. I do think that some things that have occurred will take a longer time to balance back out. Again, when you put a chief justice in a position, that's a position that person keeps until their dying days. So, yeah, things will change, but it'll take a lot of time to undo. But I'm not a pessimistic person at all. I try to be realistic. But you all are continue to think logically. And James, that's why I was trying to ask for clarification of the question, because what you were saying is that a logical person would not do that. But again, I challenge you to continue to think. And he's not what we consider following the standards of what we identify as logical standards, the norm. So you can't think what a normal, standardized, logical thinking person would do when compared to the past when you talk about Donald Trump. He has his own radar, if you would. But I do know that things will change, but it'll take us taking action to change, and nothing is a given. I don't think, again, Joyce, it's because of the fact that I am in Florida, and I do travel the state of Florida on several occasions. I'm on the road, so I'm seeing what's going on. It's not a given that those Republicans will lose their seat, and that's why I just want to raise the flag, early that don't think that this midterm session is a slam dunk. That's what happened. We need to learn lessons too. Don't be thinking that, it would logically make sense. But unless we take action and make sure people are aware of the situation, what the consequences will be, how it would impact them, if they'll go out to vote, we ensure that they go out to vote, we'll still be looking for seats and we'll still be trying to recover, because as of right now, the Democrats are not taking advantage of this. They still not taking advantage of this situation. It's as many things as you've named, James, still, where is it that the Democrats are so far ahead? Like you said, if a poll was taken, some people still, if it was between Hillary again and Trump, they still would go with Trump. Then we have to ask ourselves, now, why is that? Now, why is that? Because until we solve that problem, concentrate on what it is that we can do and we can control, because we surely can't control Trump.
Well, he still in the poll has some of the lowest approval rating. And you're right, amongst Republicans, they are still in his corner. And that may last for a while, but those independent voters clearly are seeing a lot more clearer than those Republican voters. And so you can't deny that this man is in a quagmire, and that every time you turn around, he's stepping in stuff that he shouldn't be. Now, I just want you all to evaluate what this man says. When this man said to an FBI director, "You need to watch what comes out of your mouth, because there might be some tapes." Now, you make that kind of statement when you ask two people to leave the room so that you could talk to me privately, and then I have written you up to show that what you asked me privately may very well be against the law, and I recognize that they've said that it has to be intent. But this man is not even smart enough to recognize what looks favorable and what's unfavorable. And to challenge this man, Kumi, I wouldn't even wanted to be in the room with him alone if I knew that my thinking was deficient. So what made him think that he would have the ups on James Comey? I didn't even think he could match up with that man.
Well, he don't have the rationale again. He don't have the capacity to evaluate. Let's be fair. In that, I think that we should all evaluate our current situation.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be smart for us to start looking at the underlying issue as opposed to just the obvious. Let me be first to say, like Audrey, I'm probably one of the most optimistic persons that I know of. I mean, it's easy for me to say. But I think it's important that we start looking at the underlying issue. Now, when we speak about God interventions, and we do, I believe that God will prevail in this. However, I also believe that there are people that are God-led to do the right thing. All right. When you look at the state of mind of Donald Trump at this stage of the game, let's call it that, at this stage of the situation, he puts me in the mindset of a delusional person, just like Adolf Hitler. Okay, if history has been a lesson to us all, we don't want to put ourselves in that situation because North Korea is still on the table. Can't even begin to be dealt with because they got this other issue going on. In that, the president of North Korea is feeding off this, and he's still going to do what he does. Now, to start thinking underlying and handling this question by divine intervention, I predict that there are going to be some heads that take matters in their own hands to calmly, not abruptly, but to calmly alleviate this problem. Not so much where it is obviously that it was done intentionally. But so I predict that he's going to gradually fall ill, and then persons who with rational thinking can come in and rectify the ship before it steers completely off course.
Well, certainly we need to have somebody who has some intellect to deal with the issue of North Korea. I believe that we're just going to have to find a way to come to a common solution because there is no win in having a war with North Korea. Their army is too large. They have too many close targets around them that their places will be very devastated by anything that we do. And I don't think our world could deal with the kind of devastation that would take place if we were to have a full-out war with North Korea. So we're going to have a way to have a meeting of the minds with them, assist with some of the issues that they have, so to alleviate this conflict. Because war, to me, is not an option. Because there would be too many innocent lives lost. And Donald Trump surely is not the person to be the one in leadership as we negotiate what happens with North Korea. It is just too massive a problem for Donald Trump to be able to negotiate, navigate his way out of for the goodness of the world. The North Korea issue is a world issue and not just a conflict between two countries. The world will be impacted by any kind of war between us and North Korea. Joyce, what are your thoughts about how we solve the issue with North Korea?
Well, we did have North Korea somewhat under control when Obama was at the helm. But right now, what he's doing is he's calling Trump on his bluff. You know, Trump, you know, took the lead out there and did the bombing with previously. So now he's letting them know, okay, I saw what you did. I want to see what you really would do if I'm going to test you to the limits. So what you have two people who are not rational, and he's Faria's to the extreme, but Trump is at the extreme too. So this is what the world is looking at. They're looking at two powerful, extreme people that do not have the right mindset. So anything can happen at any given time. So this is where we are. But believe me, I guarantee you that we have someone up there who's making sure that Trump don't go stupid and push that red button. You understand what I'm saying? They
right.
know just what state where we are. So actually, they letting him think that he's in control, but I bet you they're working behind the scene right now trying to unload him, see how can we do it in a way that we can get rid of him. Like you said, it might come through his food, it might come through something, but believe me, he might be going down. I'm serious. This is how people operate. They might do a Putin on him where Putin is poisoning all the people that he don't want them to talk in the whole bit. Putin has got Trump exactly where he wants to, and he's scared to death of Trump. That's why you saw him grinning and skinning and then let the American press in. Because he made that deal with him, and that's why he was boasting. They say he was boasting, but what he did not realize that he had someone that was listening and said that they don't like where he's going with what he's doing. So that's where your squeaking is, and that's where he's saying the snitch is. But we needed that snitch, and we're going to have more other snitch because they know what they got at the helm, and they don't like it, and they're not for where he's trying to take this country. He's trying to be a dictator. That's where what he's trying to do, but it's not going to work.
All right, we're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back and continue our conversation.
Feels so good to make it this far, and I didn't think I could take it so long. There were days I wanted to quit, and I said, surely this is it, but I held on. And I've watched as so-called friends turned and walked away. And it hurt so much, I didn't have words to say. But even when my day turns to night and nothing seems just right, Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen, and all the moments I know, Lord, it was you who kept me. So I thank you for my life. And I've watched you take my family from there to here. And when times were a little rough, God, I know you were near. Thank you, Jesus. And the moments I thought I fell, I was reminded of your nails. So I held on. And if I never live to see another day, there's nothing I would change or take away. I've had so many ups that they far outweigh my downs. Lord, I thank you for my life. For my my life, I realize still here, oh, with my life. So for my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen, hey, and for the moments that I know you kept me, yes, Lord, it was you who kept me, so I thank you, Jesus, for my life. It may not be all that I'd hoped for, and every dream has not yet been realized, but to see your face one day, God, I know it's all gonna be worth. Brought me through. Thank you for. I know it was you, God. I just want to take the time to say thank you, Jesus, for my life. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. Kathy, that was for you. Did you enjoy that?
Yes, I did, and I just want to thank the Lord for my life. Amen. Thank you for that song.
So I try to change it up every once in a while, Kathy. So, you know, just remember, I pay attention to you no matter what you might think. Sometimes I surprise you by what I might play during the break because of the things you have encouraged me to do. And so it's important that you just stay in there with me, so you know that I'll make certain adjustments. So we're at the final word. So Joyce, what is your final thought for today?
My final thought for today is that we just gonna have to keep praying and just. Hopefully that the Democrats and the Republicans come together and do what is best for the country and not for just their parties.
Well, I just want to continue to go on record as saying that I truly believe that Donald Trump has bitten off a lot more than he can chew. He's not going to be able to fulfill any of those promises that he's made for those people who truly thought he was going to be their president. They need to recognize that he does not have the capacity to be our president. And he can't even fake it. Being the president and being the commander-in-chief is not something that can be faked. It has to be something that is in your spirit to serve, and in your ability to learn. And I just don't feel that Donald Trump has the ability or the willingness to learn what he needs to know in order to be a good president. You know, he just want to do it by the seat of his pants, and that won't work. Cassie, you got any final word for us tonight?
No, I think Joyce said it all. We just have to continue to pray.
Yeah, we do have a lot to pray about. You know, we have our world is in a unique place, in a place that I don't remember it ever being before, and we are in a lot of turmoil, and we need our God, our Creator's assistance to get us through this time period. And that is truly, truly correct. We're going to take another short break, and we'll come back and talk about the need to just stay engaged in terms of the issues that our country has.
In this political environment, we have to create a way for the people to have a voice. Thoughts, Love, and Reflections is a platform that is open to people who want to expand their personal thoughts, issues, and concerns to a larger audience. The host, James T. Deshaies, would like you to have an opportunity to co-host with him on very important topics of all kinds. These topics should have value to people across the country and come with a meaningful solution. All co-hosts could be considered for a monthly return date to promote businesses at a low cost that need an outlet. We are seeking to make it easy for entrepreneurs, public organizations, physicians, and others to get important information out to the general public. Thoughts, Love, and Reflections is on 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, Saturday and Sunday at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Call into the show at 657-383-0309. If you are interested in exploring being a co-host, please email the staff at tlreflectionsjtd@gmail.com. The show is committed to turning the tides on the normal media platforms while giving a voice to the people. If you would like to be considered for a monthly co-host slot, call 407-394-9819.
There's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. So people get ready for the train to Georgia, picking up passengers coast to coast. Faith is the key, open the doors of boredom. There's hope for all among those who love the most. The hopeless sinner who would hurt all mankind just to save his own. Believe me now, have pity on those whose chances grow thinner. For there's no hiding place against the kingdom's throne. You know there's no hiding place. There's no hiding place. So people get ready. There's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage. You just get on. All you need is faith to hear the diesel's humming. You don't need no ticket. You just thank the Lord. People get ready.
As we walk this journey called life, we seek to find those things that bring joy to our existence. We want to embrace love, desire, and passion through healthy human connections. We want and need to discover meaning to the steps we take daily. The challenges of breaking barriers stir up our spirit as we prove our individual importance. The value of life is precious as we assist others to discover their way. The legacy of our being is found in the donations we make in those outside of ourselves. Success in this journey takes focus and commitment to winning. The victory is in not allowing fractured beliefs of the masses to impact the rules we have made work for ourselves. This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. We come to you 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m., Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and Sunday at 8:30 Eastern Time. We have a platform for your voice to be heard loud and clear and unfiltered. It is time that we speak for ourselves so that others completely understand the direction we want our country to go in. No longer can we sit on the sidelines and allow others to select our direction. It is time for people of color to use the internet to make sure their voices are heard beyond a couple of streets. Our thoughts and needs and desires need to be heard around the world. And Thoughts, Love, and Reflection is that platform that you can be assured that your thoughts and feelings will be respected and heard without challenge. It is time for us to come together and make sure that we're not left behind. This is your host, James D. and D. Shay, looking forward to have you call in to the show at 657-383-0309. 7 days a week, we want to be heard loud and clear.
for company.